very predictable, almost nursery rhyme-ish in its squareness. It's what we would call a four-square theme. Everything is happening in multiples of two or four in terms of the phrase structure. The harmonies are very simple. The melodic line is very simple. In fact, we would call this theme a triadic theme. A triad is a very simple chord. It's kind of like the Ur chord in the language of tonality, and that means any music written between about 1600 and 1905 or so. The triad consists of three different notes that outline either a major triad or a minor triad. Now, I can play those three notes by making bigger chords, but all of these chords consist of just three different pitches, and they either have the color of major in this case or of minor. When we call a melody triadic, it's because the melody is simply outlining one of these basic chordal units. This melody clearly outlines a C minor chord. Here's a C minor chord, and here's the melody. It's just outlining a chord. And these are sometimes the simplest melodies of all, melodies that have almost a more harmonic function than a melodic function. That is to clearly state the harmony. So it is march-like, it's four-square in its phrase structure, and it's very triadic. Bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Clearly outlining, as it does, the basic chord of this part of the piece. One more time, let's listen to this theme and move on. Theme one. And that's a marvelous moment when it comes back in major. The clouds get chased away. The woodwind instruments' light seem to float upwards as they give us this bright and rather more optimistic view of the theme. All right, character one. Theme one, triadic, initially in minor, march-like, and simple in structure. All right, theme two. Let us first just listen to the theme, and then we'll expose it to the same process of examination we just exposed theme one to. Theme two, exposition one. Sinuous and chromatic, this theme is both more complex, melodically, and less rhythmically square than theme one. Indeed, oh, this sounds more like the sophisticated Mozart we're accustomed to. It does not have the squareness, the predictability, or the martial aspect of theme one, and it is entirely in major. It's a much brighter sounding theme. Let's listen to it. Again, theme two. Now, a couple of more things to point out before we leave this theme and move on to theme three. It is sequential, and this is an important word. It's a word that, again, I have to force-feed people, but once force-fed, you say, oh, how did I live without dining on that? A sequence is a melodic idea that then is repeated at higher or lower pitch values. For example, this theme begins with this idea. Now, all Mozart does is sequence it downwards. That was the same idea, but on lower notes. By sequencing it downwards, we get a sense of movement through time, but by repeating the same idea, we get a sense of coherence. Sequence is a key to creating musical coherence in the instrumental music of this and other eras.